Blog Talk Radio.
What? Go ahead, pop off, me and my clique put on. I'm like a young McMahon, I'm here to get your bitch off. Like I'm Ripley, little finger to the big boss. Man, a.k.a. police, cause I'm over your head like it's all. Kill these niggas, that's no problem. Chill, these niggas want no problem. That chopper body like Hornswoggle, can't see you shot him like Sin Cara. Rolling rap with that shit loud, it ain't mine if that shit not. Ladies hate when I rip rude, but they in love with this Jake. It's like nah, say hello to my python. I'm CM Punk with that mic, y'all. She go to sleep cause my pipe bomb. Winning, blessed I be hurting feelings. Niggas is Curtis Axe, so my rap is like Kurt Henning. And it, don't it? I'm such a charmer. Come crown Vic. Not talking whip, I'm thinking Lawler. Cause I'm royalty. But we talking cars, it's not a problem. Just bought two big bodies, call them Kamala and Umaga. What up? You're talking to the back guy. My gang real, but I ain't never been no vampire. Look at all that ice he got on. Bigger than that icy title. Picking up my pill, man, cause I still feel like I'm flying Brian. Who high as I am? Who fly as I am? Life is a bitch, when you this rich is more than life in China. Get it? Strong ass hoe. They can say they want that smoke. Well, I'm Papa Shango. Cause I be hopper playing low. Get the ganja, no steamboat. And I'm fly as a cross. Body, but I'm tired of saying so. So I do so with new producers and a slew of my latest verses. And a ruthless like Rusev move or be through with you niggas first. Get back to work. You're talking to the bad guy. Yeah, Chico, you're talking to the. Yeah, Chico, you're talking to the bad guy. I'm too sweet. I dare you niggas act fly. Yeah, Chico, you're talking to the bad guy. Yeah, Chico. Yeah, Chico. Talking to the bad guy, choose picking your eyes. I'm that guy. Hey y'all. Look, something happened to me, something happened to you, okay? Hey y'all. Don't look like no Daniel B where they seeing me as a goat. Look, hey y'all. Something happened to me, something happened to you, okay? Hey y'all. You counting your little B's, my nigga, my G's mo.
Welcome to Wrestling It Factor Radio. This is Elizabeth Warren, your candidate for president, a.k.a. Pocahontas. We just need to beat Donald Trump. I'm the one.
This is Wayne Benitez. Joining me is co-host Tommy Two Chips.
Hey, I believe... and making America great again. But let's Miss Pocahontas, well, Elizabeth Warren, well, she's going to have a difficult time if she gets nominated, beating Trump.
Of course, she's a flip-flopper, a fake progressive, a fake socialist, and even a former Republican also. Since she was 48. And she's a liar. She takes money from Disney and other ones. She's doing the Obama route just to get in there. And yes, she will take super PACs. She said it. She just want to fool people that she's a carbon copy of Bernie. But nope. She lied about her race and everything. But Bernie and Andrew Yang and Tulsi is the way better candidates than these corporate establishment stools. Basically, Tulsi was already screwed to be in this, not to be in the debate right there, rigged basically. These CNN and corporate polls. They're going to go by them instead of local polls that claim they don't count. It's rigging. The DNC is always want to rig the election.
You're right.
Make sure no one's not anti-establishment or anti-war.
You're right, and that's one thing. I don't believe anything CNN says. I take it very lightly. I do not take CNN seriously when it comes to
news. Yeah, and people need, right, the fake news, the Clinton News Network. Of course, Bill Clinton in 96 passed the Telecommunications Act for corporations to take over, to get bigger from, and new media conglomerates become like Voltron, stack one over to another one, basically. That was basically the main six now, companies out there. You have CNN, ABC, CNN that's owned now by AT&T, MSNBC that's now bought by Comcast, also ABC that's owned by Disney. Disney bought them up, and ESPN bought them up. They bought ESPN also part of it. What else? You got CBS. Always said that CBS is Caucasians over black station. And also, we have Fox and Sinclair Broadcasting. That's it. It used to be tons of other media, but they got bought out also. Like the, you know, you have the Washington Times and the other ones, the Washington Post. They all got bought by Amazon and other places. Amazon CEO. And this is the reason why fake news is getting more bigger and more people turn into YouTube for independent news like RT America, Jimmy Dore Show, a lot of H.A. Goodman, the former progressive that's now a more into conservative news of, you know, he's now a Trump supporter. They got rid of InfoWars. What else they have? They have a lot of them also.
Turning Point USA.
Even black, right. Even black media also news. It's basically people. Or most of them out there for progressives and socialists, and they are not going to vote for the establishment. If they have an establishment person, they will forget the vote or vote third party. Don't vote at all right there. And, of course, right there we'll have another second term of Trump, basically. Because
100% right.
Right. Right. And who wants
right
to see there, right, who wants to see, that's all corporate establishment do is raise people's rates and insurance rates go up and all this stuff. It might be even something worse. People don't want to see another Bill Clinton in office or, of course, Obama. Of course, he had that, the rock pill. Rock appeal right there. It's just like Austin and Rock. It's not going to be another type of one, basically. Like a big name, my name brand anymore. That's gone out the window. It's going to have to be someone that is for the people, that works for the people, not for the party, not for dividing us up, not for taking handouts from billionaire corporations. We just want people that's working for us in their office position paycheck. That's it.
Yeah, you definitely need politicians working for us. And that is missing because the term
politician. It has another meaning. It's called public servant. which means they serve the public, they serve the people. That's been lost in politics.
Yeah,
it's all going all about corporate donors and doing things for the big corporations,
right?
Not the people.
And exactly, and they got to realize that pro wrestling is now politics. They using it. They is doing. One person called it WWE. Basically, pro wrestling is their politics is their own storyline up in the nation's capital right now on Capitol Hill. Everything is they faking like they really hate Trump. In reality, Trump gave them money to the Pelosi's, the Chuck Schumer's of the world. They really want to see. They'd rather have Trump over Bernie, if it be that way right there.
I wouldn't say that. Here's the thing about Trump. All right, Trump knows how crazy they were. Yes, he used to be, you know, on the Democrat side. Yes, he used to rub elbows with all of them. You know, he was a billionaire. But
of course,
even
Al Sharpton. Right,
yeah,
even Al Sharpton, they was friends going back to New York. Of course,
right.
Most of them, and all of a sudden, he's the character, the racist character, basically.
Right.
Once he ran for president, he was the. Of course, I mean, I'm not a Trump supporter. I don't like what he say, but it's going to be another. Even if Trump terms are up, it's going to be another. They'll find another Trump in office. It could be a Kanye West. It could be a Gilbert Godfrey. It could be Joe the Plumber. It could be anyone. It could be Rush Limbaugh. Sticking it to the Democrats again, and this is what the Democrats want to do. They don't want to have legitimate contests and primaries. It gotta be someone that's taking money. They want to represent their party, and hey, they don't want. They censoring Bernie. Bernie afraid to say anything about any candidate. He can't attack Joe Biden. He can't attack Elizabeth Warren or Kamala Harris. Or he got to play fair with the DNC. What's that Michael Evans lookalike with less hair? Tom Perez, yeah.
Also got a guy, Castro from California that's running. That dude Castro who talks about Trump.
Right. Yeah. It's like they that's why Bernie being careful at his rallies and stuff, and of course some of his surrogates like Nina Turner stick it to the she don't call the names, but she called them out basically. The Congress and the Senate, basically, that's corrupt. But they can't mention names anymore. Like that's what made him big right there for moderates to go over to him. Once he stick it to Hillary right there. Once he exposed how she taking checks from Verizon and everything for speeches and everything. We just need him to drop the. Bring out the name calling again. I don't care. Drop the F bomb on them. Come on, the dip. He gonna have to have balls and stuff. You see, Andrew Yang said that he thinking about going third party if it doesn't work out.
Yeah, I'm a conservative Republican, I respect Andrew Yang. I believe he's sincere. I get good vibes from him. I don't agree with all, you know, some of the stuff he say, but I think he's a genuine, you know, man, good, you know, good man. Same like Bernie Sanders. I don't agree with the stuff he says. I'm definitely not against socialism, but I think he's generally sincere about who he is. Unlike Elizabeth Warren, Kamala Harris, they're not sincere. I don't see sincerity around coming from them. I don't. I can see that they don't care for the people.
You're right. Along with Al Sharpton, that actually endorsed Kamala Harris.
You know.
He was better when he was fat, Al Sharpton, not this liposuction skinny Al Sharpton.
I'm the Reverend Al Sharpton here. Watch my show when we go after all the bigotry in the Trump administration. What do Donald Trump had to eat today? With a fork. Those pictures. Oh yeah. I was friends with Donald Trump. We was eating pizza. Right. I'll take money from Walmart.
Right.
Brothers and sisters, we got to stay strong. We got to. I can't be fat out shopping anymore. I gotta be the sellout of the Democrat Party, Al Sharpton. No, I can't do no socialist no more. I can't do it, help out the communities. I can show up on TV if it's a cop shooting, killing an innocent person. That's it, just to get attention from media.
He's a hustler.
He's a horrible job. Some of the families tell him to stay away from their loved ones.
That's what he did in Baltimore when we had the riots. The family of another guy, oh boy. Can't remember his name all the time. I hear shoot. They told him to stay away.
Right.
They don't want to deal with him. Now, here's the thing.
He didn't do nothing for any communities. Once he sold to MSNBC, like Byron Allen would say, along with he might as well been a bucket of chicken also. They using that. That's the reason Byron Allen is suing Comcast on a lot of issues that they didn't want to clear his channels on Comcast, his regional sports channels that he got from Fox right there. And that's all. And he right basically that they giving Trump a lot of coverage. Basically, they love talking about Trump. That's the reason he's in office right there. Also, that the more you know they use Russia and Trump all day 24/7 than anything else, he gets in office.
TDS, Trump Derange Syndrome. That's an actual thing. TDS. When people just get so crazy, they talk about Trump. They talk, say this, they say that about him. They talk about 24/7. There's other things going on in this world, but they would talk about Trump. Like last week, the Hurricane Dorian, people blame that on Trump. The man gets blamed for the silliest stuff, and it's like it's not making any sense, you know. If they were so, they always talking about Trump this, Russian that, which he was proving that there's no Russian collusion, has been proven that many times, you know. Keep on talking about that and that, you know. But yet, let's see, low black unemployment, low Hispanic unemployment. Today he gave a speech to black universities, to the leaders of historic black colleges and, you know, historic black colleges. Something like he could give more money. He has given more money to black colleges than Obama did. And, you know, he keeps saying this man is a racist. You know? And he has a meeting, with a lot of, you know, black conservatives and other black leaders. You know, he gets criticized. And now this is how you know he's getting big in the black community. They did, it was a report on Twitter. They said any black person that votes for Trump has a mental illness. You know, they didn't come, the actress said it. Forgot her name. Some Hollywood actress said that. You know? And, you know, me being a Trump supporter, I was like, oh, come on. First we call it racist. Then we deplorables. Now we have mental illness. They don't understand. He's giving people more. The liberals, Hollywood, and everybody else, they're giving people. You're making us angry. Making Trump supporters angry. Make it go out and tell people more about Trump. Like you said,
yeah,
Wayne,
but yeah,
he's going to win again.
But Trump is portraying the Vince McMahon of bigotry, basically. That's his character right there. Once he be off the cameras and stuff, he's back to business Trump. He's like business Trump right there, and that's how it is right there. Once the camera be on him, he's a character. He playing towards his base right there. He playing with Vince McMahon, Mr. McMahon role right there. Damn it. Throw the damn ball. Like that. He's basically doing it, and he did, you know, brought up about pro wrestling right there. That got him, you know, find a way for him to, you know, to use this for bad publicity or good publicity. Talking about me bad, you know, he gets over.
Yeah, definitely getting over. First, I want to say this. We never should forget 9/11. You know, 18 years ago today was an event that changed the United States of America. We never forget them and never forget the people that died or the people that tried to save the first responders. That was one horrific day in America. Never forget that.
I have a friend that's in England. I have two friends, one in England and one in New Zealand. Both gave tribute to America, saying, "No, we should never forget." That is cool. That is cool. That holy, because you know, the United States is the most powerful country in the world, and it changed us, but the whole world knew about it. You know, whole world saw it happen.
Right.
We should never forget that. So, you know, on the show, pay tribute to the people that fell, you know, that died at the two towers and everyone else, the first responders and everything. So, salute them all. Never forget.
Yeah.
Where were you on 9/11? You remember?
I just remember 9/11, you know, I was getting off from work. So I went down from, you know, I used to work around, I think, around the John Hopkins area right there. And once I was, you know, got to downtown and all the time, people talking about the news of the World Trade Center being hit. And I was in shock, and I thought it was like the Baltimore World Trade Center, but really I heard that was supposed to have been also another target also, but it wished it didn't. I'm glad it didn't happen, and I was basically in shock right there. Then to see the footage of the video of it right there of the rubble and everything, and how lives was lost right there from people and stuff. It was just crazy.
Yeah, it was. I was getting ready. I was getting dressed because I had a meeting downtown Baltimore. You know, Jesus, listeners don't know we're based in the Baltimore, Maryland area on the East Coast for international listeners. But I was getting ready to get dressed. I had a meeting downtown, and then I was on TV. So watching on TV, and then I got a phone call saying Baltimore was shut down. Everything was shut down as close to D.C. I was like, wow, I didn't have work. Everything was shut down here. Businesses were shut down. You know, state offices were shut down. It was just crazy. You know. So, like, wow. So, it was like 2 days I was out of work. 2 days with nobody did anything. Wow. But here's a question for you. This is a controversial question. After 9/11, do you think that America is safer or not safer since 9/11? This is a very controversial question. Yeah,
It's not safe, basically, because you never know with all these mass shootings and, yeah.
I see what you're saying. And if people split right down the middle, half the people say what you said, and half the people say what I will say, like, we all safer. There's two ways you can look at it. You can look at the way you said it, which is true. There's been a lot of mass shootings and everything, which is true, you know. But a lot of these mass shootings, they're coming from inside our country. But we haven't had, like, a terrorist attack since 9/11. I mean, a full-blown terrorist attack since 9/11. I mean, we had that one incident in Tennessee when we had someone attack the military base, you know. But those people were already in America. They were already American citizens and all that. But so it's two ways. Yes, you're right. It's two ways you can look at it, and it's not a right or wrong answer really, because there's stuff going on, but we haven't had really a terrorist attack from outside the country. You know, so it depends how you look at it. But anyway, let's talk.
Right.
If it's all right with you, let's talk about real business. I mean, oh my goodness, the wars are going to pick up now. Oh man, Wednesday night wars now when it comes to wrestling. Oh man, dude, it's just been a crazy month. This month alone has been good for wrestling, in my opinion. You know, MLW is still doing good stuff. You know, Ring of Honor is. You know, and Raw this past Monday was pretty good. SmackDown was pretty good last night. You know, this September's been, it's been like pretty, you know, on fire with some wrestling.
Yeah, but right, SmackDown is the Roman Reigns and Eric Rowan storyline is stupid. Basically, what was the use of bringing the second Rowan out? And then all of this situation, and that was horrible right there. Then also the Kevin Owens fire thing.
Yeah,
these things are done so many times in wrestling, and all of this, and I thought that the whole WWE. Why is he, you know? NXT and stuff of going to NXT, but it's still the WWE company, but it's stupid, basically. But I think I've seen every storyline from WWE, almost every dream match. It's because the last 5 years, Vince been pushing the putting four guys on top right there and holding other talent back right there. No, for 10 years, basically. And it's it's just a cycle right there, and it's too many damn stipulations in WWE for matches and everything. And that's what people are tired of it. I mean, it's too late right now just because AEW that he brought in Bischoff and Paul Heyman, but Vince McMahon still gets the final say on everything. And, of course, if Paul Heyman, you know, trying to tell Vince another way and stuff, he could be gone for writing for the third time.
Yeah, that's true. He writes with Kiyop.
And with AEW, the wrestling wars of now, basically. Of course not. I don't think they'll have time. Roman Reigns will go to that show. Of course, I think Kevin Owens going to show up because they're going to do this stupid draft, which is not going to benefit nothing. Vince McMahon program his audience, the casuals, that NXT is their farm system, basically. Most of them don't watch it, only maybe like 30% of it, basically. Or the smart marks that will, you know, watch NXT, they don't have to watch it like on maybe later on Wednesday night when once it's over, or go on the network or other things right there. And that's not going to distract AEW right there, because when people want to see the debut of AEW, period, they can look at NXT the next day. It's going to be still available on the network the next day, and it's for 2 hours at the Full Sail, a 400 seat building. How that's going to work every week live, and that's going to probably burn out the audience right there. And I noticed that it's going because how this going to work with developmental ones that haven't had experience on the indies or nothing, make their debut on there and stuff, and be drained and stuff. And then, you know, of course, Vince going to get very impatient right there. In fact, he's going to get real pissed that if they don't do good ratings, he's going to end up, you know, taking it over right there, taking it from Triple H right there. And even if Vince McMahon is not there at the show or not, at one of these shows, but he can be there by video, you know, even by video conference or something right there for them to do the work right there while he's at the XFO or whatever right there. He don't have to really be behind the scenes like that mostly. That's how this is going to be Vince's plan right there, for him to do things with Kevin Dunn and other ones right there to make sure how the shows he want to run right there. So he won't be burnt out right there. And that's how it's going to work right there. And Vince got to realize there's too much content of WWE for 7 or 8 hours next month, basically. Yes. And how are they going to do 3 hours? People do 3 hours of Raw, 2 hours of SmackDown, and 2 hours of NXT. Then you have 205 Live, and it's not going to amount to it. They're not going to watch that right there because they know the flagship is Raw, basically, most of the viewers, than SmackDown. Because SmackDown, of course, they're going to maybe get their 300 viewers for the first 2 weeks. After that, it's going to drop a lot tremendously because of on a Friday night, and then also people have other interests they want to do, or other alternatives. you got to realize there's other wrestling companies out here that are other promotions to compete. You have Impact Wrestling, on, soon to be on XXTV. You have Ring of Honor. You have Major League Wrestling. You have NWA TV tapings right there.
And they, yeah, they start in, they start in 2 weeks, about 3 weeks, matter of fact.
Yeah.
2 or 3 weeks they start.
Right. Or New Japan. They, people want to watch New Japan. They even Brian, I mean, Brian Alvarez, a wrestling observer, Figure Four Online, he was basically saying that he can't do that while he has a family and other things to deal with right there. He can't deal with Raw, invest in Raw that many times. Fast forward, he can fast forward it to and stuff. That's what I basically do right there. Or go, you know, go to YouTube to see the video highlights for like 19 or 26 minutes. That's it. I didn't miss nothing important right there. And they tell you details how was the matches and everything. And Vince has got to realize that he gonna burn his audience out. I will watch the whole 2 hours of AEW when it comes, right there. Because it's alternative with no stipulations. You don't have to worry about, they may have one or two stipulations that it's not going to be oversaturated like the WWE product right there. And it seems like Vince, he can add 300 wrestlers to it, another 100 wrestlers to his roster. No one's not going to give a fuck. No one's not going to give a shit. Vince is Vince got to realize that he can't take apart wrestling promotions anymore. This is a new day era. They can build their own talent and own stars, basically. MLW, watch NWA when they take off. They're going to build their own stars, household names. You see that Ring of Honor when others leave out, other ones step up, and they start bringing in more. And people not, of course, people not gonna have a. I don't know anybody that watch NXT UK. Maybe like 15%. That is too much. Like Evolve. I mean, of course they have time, but it's not going to be, they're not distractions from AEW at all. AEW is like a grassroots movement right there. Even UFC fans or MMA fans are watching the product right there. And even the, you know, the executives also of TNT, the Khan family has a huge following right there. A huge following. It could be the NFL, you know. They could be, of course, they owned by the, you know, the Jacksonville Jaguars, the Khan family. They could have players washing their product, basically. You never know. It's a huge deal right there. They selling out tickets as fast as you would think. Is Michael Jackson's, you know, is coming to a town near you. And Vince's, they will never come close to that. Also. It's like Vince is out of, basically out of touch, out of answers right there. What to do next and stuff. they don't have nothing for Rey. It's like Rey Mysterio. It seems like nothing there and stuff. And of course, the situation with everyone, you know, watches because of Bayley's heel turn right there. I mean, after that, what's next right there? Because Sasha isn't going nowhere. I think AEW turn, you know, they're not going to pick no person going into their roster with a head case or ego and can't handle people in public. She's a prick. She's an asshole in public. She forgot where she came from, basically, in the wrestling business. She used to be so humble like that, and from Boston, and also that, interactive on you know, was my Facebook friend, and you know, she supported Wrestling X Factor Radio when I started the podcast and everything. And she was the first one in the to sign up for the Wrestling X Factor Radio podcast group page right there. What happened was it? When she got the second month of her being on the roster, she disappeared from it also. She turned away, you know, other ones also. She too big for the fans and stuff. It's like she thinks that she was the shit right there. I don't know what's for, just because she's the cousin of Snoop Dogg and all of this ego and everything, you know, bitching about her character. Stand out. But, I don't think she will ever be the top status in WWE since that walkout, that holdout. And I think kind of Tony Atlas was bringing it up on a show also. She's not going to get back to that status. It's just too much of it. She's not quality of AEW. They don't want no more AEW don't want distractions in that company. They want people play by the go by, you know, the format.
Unification.
Yeah. Exactly.
Well, what you said, you know, you made a lot of good points and everything. You really did. And AEW does have the momentum. They do. I mean, they really got, even though they did 2-1 awesome pay-per-view, which is Double or Nothing, and one very good pay-per-view was in All In. You know, great, you know, so they had the momentum going right now. You know, but they want NXT. You know, NXT is good as it is. It has good, you know, it's good. It has very good as it is. But they have more talent. The roster is they have more wrestlers than AEW. They got some good, you know, a lot more women wrestling, good women wrestling. So right now they got things to stack up against AEW. They do. But how many people will watch NXT? That's the thing, like you said earlier. So you made a point about that, because you know not that many people watch NXT on a network, and people can watch NXT the next day. But this war is going to be it's going to be good. You know, I'll be watching them both. I am going to AEW October 2nd. I'm going, and I'm looking forward to being live at the first show for a major TV show and a wrestling company. So I'm looking forward to it.
Right.
So I'll probably catch it the next day.
Right. I'm even shocked at these prices, basically, for the pay-per-views for AEW. I was basically shocked at the front rows and stuff.
Oh, yeah. Tickets aren't, you know, they go for $125. You know, there's a pay-per-view. AEW is coming to Baltimore, you know, in November 9th. You know, they got, I was thinking of, like, gone. They still got some left. A lot, most of it is pretty sold out. And they go on, like $125 for some sections, $200 for some sections, you know. So, yeah, I understand, you know, I understand that. But for the pay-per-view, I say, like, I watched the AEW through the Bleacher Report, which is owned by TNT. I pay, you know, $50 for the pay-per-view. I get my money's worth when I watch AEW.
Right.
I'm not disappointed in it at all. You know. So but also you mentioned, you were talking about SmackDown earlier. Now WWE is doing some things right. They are doing something. The things you mentioned was just wrong. I agree 100%. You know, but they are doing. I'm into this Kofi Kingston thing. I'm into that, you know, and I'm liking this King of the Ring tournament. You know, I wish it would be different. You know, Chad Gable and Corbin would be, you know, competing that, you know, next week. You know, so I wish we kind of be like Samoa Joe or somebody else. But hey, I would enjoy that tournament. That tournament was pretty good. I'm enjoying that.
Right. I think Corbin's going to win. He's a, you know, I think that's what Vince really wants right there.
Yeah, but Corbin is a, he does his job well being a bad guy. He does his job well. You know, he is hated by a lot of people. You know, can't say anything wrong about him doing what he's doing. You know.
I mean, he improved in his work also.
Yes, he has.
But I still remember that time we went to the roster. It was too early for him to go to the roster along with what's the black guy's Cruz and stuff.
Apollo Cruz.
Yeah, U-Haul Nation. Yes, Apollo Cruz. They should still call him U-Haul Nation and. They rushed him too much out of NXT right there. He should have stayed there for a while, basically. But Vince McMahon seen it right there doing the takeover, the big guys and stuff, rushing to get him on the roster. And still, Vince got the, he got to learn more things, basically. I mean, not learn things. He just got to tweak a lot of things around. 13 pay-per-views, people not going to watch most, not going to be investing in themselves into 13 pay-per-views a year for WWE. Since more competition is around with AEW, they only just doing 4 pay-per-views AEW a year. That's it. The traditional 4 pay-per-views. Of course, other ones want to be, you know, ordering Impact Wrestling ones, Ring of Honor ones, and MLW, their first pay-per-view is in November right there. And maybe, the NWA or Billy Corgan will start doing pay-per-view also. And of course, you got the Shines and the Shimmer of the women also, and of the WSU also. They want to see that in the New Japan also, New Japan World. They want to see those shows also, all the G1s and stuff. And it's more worth than the WWE Network. It's going to be different subscribers. People are going to invest their money in AEW. They could be leaving the WWE Network. Also, the ones that start getting the hang of AEW right there. But it's not Vince is not going to lose money. He's tied with all these TV money deals right there. $30 million to run NXT on USA Network. I was actually shocked right there. $1 billion total for both deals for Fox and USA for Raw and SmackDown. Vince is not worried. Maybe, you know, they'll go down in the stock market for these low ratings for SmackDown and for Raw also. It's showing now right now because people going to invest. They're going to watch Monday Night Football regardless. They will put that in Monday Night Raw. And it's going down a whole lot. They did 2.13 viewers. Impact actually was on Spike TV. They would have whipped their asses, basically. They would have beat it Raw. Raw did under $2 million $2 million viewers. 1.8 million in the third hour of Monday Night Raw. And people can invest. They rather watch good football games on Monday Night Football. Because Vince's daily product is not hot. I think people already seen every angle and every storyline everyone knows. They already saw the dream matches, they already saw the Ricochets and the AJ Styles. And what's next? What's next for Vince? Basically, he way over exaggerating everything.
But you got back in the Attitude Era, when Raw was hot, they were taking ratings away from Monday Night Football. They were like killing them. You know, but
yeah.
I think there's still hope. You know, things might look kind of bleak, but you know, WWE still doing some things right. They can turn, like you said, adjust a little bit because they do have the talent.
Right.
I like the tag team, the Viking Raiders. I like them.
Right.
Heavy Machinery, I like. They got some stuff there to make a mess with. You know. And a question for you.
Right.
Do you think what Bayley did was actually a heel turn? Because people are still cheering for her. I mean,
it's still a heel turn,
you know,
but it seems like Paul Heyman is doing a storyline of her. Oh, she still come up with the things floating around, and you know, she's you know, being I'm still the same Bayley. She's still going with this, you know, attitude that, you know, she rolled with Sasha regardless. And she's gonna do heelish things also. It do kind of remind me of a Sting, way better than Sting heel turn at WCW.
Sting heel turn at WCW was a failure. It didn't work.
A failure.
Sting's
and
heel
people
turn.
Didn't even
that
know
did
it
work.
Was a. People didn't even know it was a heel turn.
But that's right, because it wasn't effective. It's not a heel turn
right.
Unless people really boo you. They boo Cole because he's an actual heel. If you don't get heat, it's not a heel turn. I have doubts about Bayley supposed to be heel turn because she's not getting any heat. You know, she's not like she's not getting heat like Contra and MLW. They're good heels. That's what heels
do. World class devastation and corporation. That's what it kind of reminds me of Contra right there.
Right. They just do it. I just don't like them. MJF, heel, he gets heat. Bayley is not getting that. But Sasha was at NXT. Sasha Banks got heat. People still cheering for her right now, but she's not. I think there's no real heels in
the Vince. Right. Once they go to Raw, more different than NXT, basically Triple H show, much more, and it, she got what she wanted to go come back with as a heel, basically, but if how long would it keep up, basically, right there, because other people have other options now. And stuff. Even the only thing I don't agree with AEW was Nyla Rose winning the Battle Royal.
Yeah.
And I think Britt Baker should have won, or surprised me with even though Mercedes Martinez not signed, as a surprise that she's more credible also to win. And
right.
And are they trying to do this transgender woman wrestling for the women's title up against is it Rio?
Yeah, Rio. Yeah,
of Stardom. And
Rio
has to win. She has to win. I mean, nothing against she's been on the show before, Nyla Rose and stuff and everything, but. Some say that she was drained, and others say, yeah. But now, she put on more muscle mass, as she's more of a, I'll say as a, one of the, as a Brock Lesnar type of beast, basically for the women, basically, intimidated and stuff. It's, she's going to eventually get the women's belt, basically, but I don't think right now it should go to Rio right there. Because
I don't think
that right there,
either.
That would show right there that they better than WWE's right there. They not going to mistreat their Japanese talent with, like Vince been doing right there. With Asuka and a few others right there, and Kairi Sane. That's another thing, right? Another flaw that Vince needs to improve on. He don't know how to use Japanese talent the right way, right there. Come on. They don't want to see Kairi Sane as a pirate.
Oh, did you hear about Cody Rhodes getting in trouble for when he wrestled in Mexico last month?
I didn't hear about that.
Yeah, because, you know, he's getting in trouble because he used the word puto. And that's apparently offensive to the LGBT community, you know. It says a lot in Mexico, you know, and a lot of this is that they just LGBT wants us. Everything is offensive to them, but they don't understand anything about wrestling. I'm starting to see that more and more how wrestling
right.
works and what it is. I'm starting to see that more and more because they just want people. Who are like them to be everywhere, and no matter how qualified they are, or how they don't understand that crap. They don't understand it. The fans that support them don't understand that either. You know, they just put this one people dead just because they're gay or the transgender. That's it. They don't understand how it goes about doing it or how you know how wrestling works. It's like that another thing, you know, in society.
Right.
I know my might be offensive or anything, but it's the truth. You just can't put a guy or a girl because they're gay and put them there and expect good things to happen. That's what they're doing. You know, not understanding how the business works.
Right.
It just doesn't make any sense. So they don't understand that wrestling is, how can I say, some people call it toxic masculinity, but it's definitely wrestling is like an alpha male sport. And you got guys there. You look at all the other people that is wrestling over here. They're alpha males. Who's gonna believe? How can I word it? Okay. It's a different place. I'm trying to say a different mindset. I don't want to say too much. I don't want to get you know, you in trouble or anything like that. But it's just not going to work. You know, see the LGBT, somebody like that in wrestling, or when they criticize the wrestling fans for saying homophobic stuff, you can't control what people think or what they're going to say. Well, things are supposed to be homophobic. So why do you want to do that? Why do you want to find a wrestler who's doing what is being done in wrestling, has been done for all these years, and try to shut the fans up who are saying this stuff? It just doesn't make any sense.
Right. And I have no problem with, I don't care if the main event or heavyweight champion is gay or whatever. I just want to see a good product, basically, and stuff. Because people got more interest in other ones like Adrian Street, Goldust. It went up the rate. I mean, the ratings went up right there, and LGBT community they respect the Goldust character like it's an art right there. It's like Adrian Adonis meeting Boy George right there. And it worked. And even that time when Jerry Lawler was calling, he used the F word, you know, the strapping Goldust on a live Raw right there.
Right, because that's what's in wrestling. It's that way. The fans feel that way, and the wrestlers feel that way. It's been that way. And Goldust and Adrian Street, they weren't really gay.
Right.
They just played one. They weren't gay at all.
Right.
And Goldust changed.
You know, you had the curse.
Eventually, Goldust changed.
Right.
Eventually, he changed. He used to go around the ring, feeling, touching guys, following guys and everything, and he stopped doing that. Because his dad didn't like it. Dusty Rhodes wasn't in for that stuff.
Right. And a big shout out to Rick Cataldo's wrestling promotion, indie promotion for the LGBT community right there, for wrestlers also. They put on a very good entertainment show right there professional wrestling athletes that put on a show that's very entertaining. They had straight talent, straight gay, lesbians, or anything, and it worked a good show right there. Alternative.
Yeah,
and yes.
They are, you know, yes, they are gay wrestling companies coming up. They've been around and everything. That is true.
And I noticed also with besides this alternative, what's your thoughts of Impact Wrestling parent company Anthem buying Access TV and HDNet movies.
I don't know what to think, because I don't know. Right now they're on Twitch. You know, they come on Friday night, late Friday nights. You know, but I don't. Is it, but how's it going to affect them? Are they going to be on regular television again? I don't know. If they be on regular television, it's a good thing. If they're going to be where they are, it's, you know, on Twitch, you know, even though they are doing pretty good.
No,
on Twitch.
They'll be right on Access TV as soon as possible.
Nationwide.
Impact Wrestling. Yes.
Nationwide, okay.
On Access TV, yep. Right there, they got majority stake. Mark Cuban will still be part of the company. Steve Harvey now part of the company of Impact Wrestling and from sports on one of the investors. And he going to bring his business in there, one of his business models. And he is just like Dick Clark. He's like the black Dick Clark. Now, Steve Harvey, and a huge fan of his game shows and TV shows, and he's going to expand everything also. They have also, they got a board of a former NBC executive, senior of advisor also. They could be doing some clearance with Comcast. They could be expanding more on Comcast right there. All these interest things. Canada now, you add Canada to Access now, is they're going to be expanding their viewership and everything on more households.
Well, that's a good thing then. Okay, I'm all for it. So Impact Impact Wrestling is a good product. They put on some good TV. I mean, some very good television.
Yes. Definitely. And the Asper family, they have billions of dollars right there. And just like Sinclair Broadcast, and this is the wrestling companies now buying TV stations. And they got their own streaming companies now, basically. And they making big profits right there. This is what wrestling needs. Ring of Honor can go get back in the game that fast right there. They taking their time with if they add more money to contracts. They doing it just now with the new I think Sensational Marnie Martina from the UK. She turned down a WWE deal to be at NXT UK, and she took a Ring of Honor wrestling deal to be in the women's division. Contract. They have Sinclair has more money than AEW and WWE right there. That's Sinclair Broadcasting. If they committed to doing that, we will see everything work out for all these companies also. Because Billy Corgan is not that far. He might be shocking more people also, too. Even MLW is growing by leaps and bounds right there.
Oh, it is. MLW is growing.
Right there.
They even start the next
2,000 fans averaging over 1,000 or 2,000 a show, basically, and their viewership been in the 100,000s on Being Sports or more. Being Sports is investing their money into this product, and it's just amazing what Colt Bauer and others doing behind the scenes of MLW right there. Yep, and they got a working relationship with AEW and Impact Wrestling. And now Noah also, you got Trash Promotion. You know, they got some of the luchadors sign up from, you know, from CMLL and others. It's amazing.
Yeah. Hammerstein had a match in Noah with this guy from Noah. It was a pretty good match. I don't need storylines and stuff like that. Give me two athletes fight, you know. Give me a little bit of good promos and interviews and trash talking, I'm good. You know. Seeing two wrestlers
right.
going in and just do their thing, I just love it. That's
right.
what I like.
And people tired of the WWE sports entertainment right there.
Right. They're the only ones calling themselves sports entertainment. No other wrestling company calls them that. Call themselves that.
Right. I don't know. Vince forgot what made him to the dance, basically. He forgot, basically. It's like he could at least went back on that cutback on pay-per-views and stuff. But no, he wants to, you know, he wants to, he's ego-driven right there. He's ego-driven. And these ratings might backfire, you know, might backfire on him, basically. And you know that he's going to lit his gas if NXT don't hold out with AEW. Even though my prediction is they're going to get to 1 million viewers. Some say 800,000 viewership or a million, over 1.5 million. I remember when Impact started on Spike TV, they did 1 million right away on the Saturday. And could we, you never know, AEW might surprise people that they could do way, if they do 2 million, I'll be shocked.
There's definitely, like you said, there's a lot of wrestling out there, a lot of stuff, and, you know, the term alternative is a good way to describe these other wrestling things compared to WWE. And people starting to see,
right,
you know, all this other stuff out here. Wrestling is more available now than ever.
Right.
So.
And, right, exactly. If Vince McMahon has the horrible interaction right there, it sucks right there with the fans now. That fan access went down basically because people are going elsewhere like Starcast or other places. To be treated for interaction right there. With WWE, they're not opening up to the fan right there. They ripping people off with prices and everything. And they need to go back to the basics. What happened with the Monday Night Wars, basically.
I would say this, and then before we close, I just got two quick points to make. About the WWE, yes, we know the good stuff they're doing. We know the bad stuff they're doing. We know what they need to improve on. But here is the thing, you know about Starcast and other things going on. WWE is a worldwide brand. They have 500 million people watching them from around the world in all these different countries. So what Vince McMahon doesn't get in American dollars, you'll get in other countries' dollars. So that way he's not going to hurt, you know, for money. I mean, he also going. He has that one thing, WrestleMania. That is the biggest event in all of wrestling. All of wrestling. I don't care how many companies come around with this stuff. Impact has Bound for Glory. You know, Ray has Best in the World. There's nothing like a WrestleMania that attracts people from all 50 states and all these different countries. So, you know, WrestleMania, like you said earlier, you won't lose money. And I don't, how long is John Moxley going to be out? Does he have anything?
He'll be back for the live TV. The first live AEW.
October.
Yep.
Okay, I wasn't sure because he had a stab infection before. He was out for like 6 months. So I just don't know about that. But yeah, it was a good night again. Talking about wrestling, politics, wrestling, and other stuff. But we just got a lot of stuff. AEW TV's coming up. NXT is moving to Wednesday next week. Oh, it's going to be wild stuff. And wild stuff coming up. And MLW's getting better. Ring of Honor's always been good. So all the season plays for wrestling, boom. You just got to sit back and be patient and see what happens. It was a pleasure, Wayne. Have a good night.
As well as you, Tommy.
Take care, wrestling fans. Good night.
Good night. Ladies and gentlemen, that was Tommy Two Chips. Great insight. Ladies and gentlemen, a good, interesting show. A good, well-talked show about the wrestling wars. It's like at the end of the day, the fans will win. And we definitely want to see more wrestling, the more jobs for more of these wrestlers to feed their families, and you know, we just want to see more wrestlers get opportunities and jobs in this business. Also, it helps. AEW right there is the key for more expansion for wrestling, for the mainstream right there. People are maybe now tired of most of these reality shows, and wrestling is beating them also. They on all broads also. These wrestling documentaries, they are successful also. And we hope to see a wrestling boom for this year in 2019 and going forward. We need it right there. And also, fans, we'll be returning next week as well also for another show. For Wayne Benitez. And also, if you want to download this show, it's right up at blogtalkradio.com/WrestlingIt Factor Radio.com or Facebook fan page at Wrestling It Factor Radio. / It Factor Entertainment Radio for archives there as well, or Stetcher.com. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm out.
What? Yo. Fuck them niggas who wait. Yeah. Now we sounding sweet. Go. Fuck them niggas who wait. Duck them bitches who fake. Everybody is real and everybody too fake. Hell face. Hell face. Hell. Wait. Fuck them niggas who wait. Duck them bitches who fake. You can be an earthquake or be a snake. Hell face. Hell. Let's get it. Fuck with me. Fuck them bitches who fake. All my shit on my plate. Y'all be under a fake one like you Donald Toupee. No real knowledge on foreign policy, obviously fake. But it's obvious, broken promises shall be a fate. I'm like the coast, dope as poet, no bullshit. I'm so devoted, I go at like 40 bitches. But I always go with Chloe, my baby mama T, my baby mama T. Labor took like 40 hours with no MEPs. Pick up the Maybach, I put these niggas in pieces. I dog shit and watch these niggas walk in the feces on features. See, the problem is they Malcolm Jamal Warner, I'm Malcolm X. Compare, yeah, realest nigga everywhere. Keep my peeps in Christian and they never gonna lose their edge. Fuck it though, we like fuck it though. Me and Sean Big Puffy though. Keep it on for a minute now, but with him around, I'ma double up. Try one and another one. Fuck you niggas more, another one. Niggas, I'm Kirk Hennig, y'all niggas looking like bubblegum. Real shooter, Prince Bella. Real shooter, Prince Devin. Only Buddha, no limb bias, nobody trash. We too excellent, the execution here too special. Bless the booth, what I do special. You a main event, or main event, what I do, pay-per-view special. You sleep off a Lawrence Steele, I'm peeping all you artists still. MMG still the hottest still, like Rick Kelly and Arnie still. Woo! I'm on my Rick Flair, hit your head, infrared, weapon on 6-0. I'm on my nigga board. Niggas try to fuck up my money, still leave with the gold. Fuck them niggas who fake. Fuck them bitches who fake. You can be a earthquake or be a snake. Hell face. Hell face. Hell. Yeah. Fuck them niggas who fake. Fuck them bitches who fake. Everybody is real.